For NPR Illinois, I'm Rachel Otwell.
Over a decade ago, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign retired the Chief Illiniwek mascot, which some had argued for decades was a racist relic whose time was up. Yet still to this day, his presence is a point of contention on campus and in the city. For this week's Illinois Issues, I spoke with reporter Chris Quintana. He took a deep dive into Illini country for the Chronicle of Higher Education in search of the chief.
The chief was retired in 2007 based on a ruling from the NCAA. Obviously, though, this is still an issue, and we know the university recently hosted a series of conversations about it. And the chancellor told you, for the story you did, that in no uncertain terms, the symbol of Chief Illiniwek is not coming back. In a way, the chief never really left, right?
Right. I mean, so it's funny that you mentioned the 2007 decision, because, you know, that the chief had his big formal, you know, the university recognized his departure in this big formal dance. It was broadcast, and you know, there were a lot of fans who were sad at his departure. But the very next year, fans of Chief Illiniwek put on another dance of Chief Illiniwek. You know, there wasn't even like an interruption from 2007 to 2008. All that changed was that the university's backing wasn't there anymore, but it was still like this dance was still hosted at the university. I think to the casual observer, you'd be like, as you said, did he even ever go away? And you walk around the campus, you walk in Champaign, or you spend some time there, and you can find evidence of the chief and pretty much wherever you go. I think you'd be forgiven if you thought that the chief was never really officially retired.
So Ivan Dozier, he is a U of I alum, and he says he is of Cherokee ancestry. He was one of the more recent unofficial chiefs. And there are multiple groups that exist and say, you know, they exist to uphold the legacy of Chief Illiniwek. Dozier was part of an incident where a professor who made a documentary back in the 90s about Native American imagery in sports, allegedly this professor filmed him recently and his father as they got a chief portrayer ready in his costume during a basketball game. Can you remind us a little bit about that controversy?
This controversy is between Ivan Dozier Sr. and Jr. and Jay Rosenstein, who is this noted documentarian who made the film In Whose Honor, which is really this examination of Native American mascots. And it focuses on Charlene Teeters, who is a Native, who at the time was a Native American student at the University of Illinois. And all of which is to say is this is something he's been doing for a long time. He's been leading kind of an active charge against the use of Native American mascots. So Jay said at the time that he had gone to the State Farm arena to try and capture evidence of collusion between the staff. And I'm not exactly sure who would be colluding with whom. But the thought was that there was some kind of cooperation between university employees or contractors with the Dozers to allow for Chief Illiniwek, you know, for this person to don the Chief Illiniwek regalia. And so he was trying to, what he told me, he was trying to capture evidence of this via cell phone, filming in a bathroom. That's, I think there's a lot of implications to that, or a lot of things that people associate with that. Ivan, you know, described him at the time as, you know, trying to catch him with his pants down, although he later walked that back a little bit. But, you know, that really blew up kind of both in that community and then nationally after, you know, after it was featured on a couple of websites, you know, among them Campus Reform, which focuses on colleges specifically.
And so I recently spoke with Ivan Dozier, and I'm going to go ahead and just play a little bit of what he had to say during that conversation. And then we'll hear after that from somebody with a different opinion. And then we'll chat about that, Chris. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I think it's important to recognize just how nuanced this issue really is. So let's not lump things together. Let's not say that all Native imagery in athletics is good, or that all Native imagery in athletics is bad, and all points in between. I think we need to treat each of these issues on an issue-by-issue basis. We need to understand the cultural foundation that led to the creation of this symbolism, and we need to understand how the people are using and reacting to this imagery when it's presented to them in their own communities.
And so last year, I spoke with Teresa Latuma, who at the time was president of the Native American and Indigenous Student Organization. And she spoke about a regular drive they do to collect old shirts with the chief logo and image. And so here's some of what she had to say during that conversation.
To see culture being displayed for entertainment at a sports game is absolutely disgusting to me. I know that a lot of people have the perspective that, you know, like they learn about Native American culture through seeing that. But that doesn't make any sense to me because you shouldn't be learning about Native American culture in a sports arena. There's so many ways that you can go into Native American culture, but to have that, you know, a guy dressed up in regalia and that's who our mascot is disgusting for me personally.
I'm speaking with Chris Quintana, who wrote about this in depth for the Chronicle of Higher Education about Chief Alinowick at the U of I. And Chris, do you think these two voices we just heard summarize the debate that continues?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the summation of the two viewpoints on, you know, you have your Ivans who see the image as a way to honor Native American culture, and then you have both, you know, people who are Native and people who are sensitive to the use of Native American imagery, saying that, you know, it's appropriative and it portrays them in a negative light, and, you know, it dehumanizes or flattens them into something, into a stereotype.
Protests have continued to happen in recent years, even in recent months. At the end of the day, why doesn't the university find a new name or at least a new symbol or mascot? Chris, were you able to really get a sense of whether or not the university is willing to move past this and seriously leave it behind, and why or why not?
Yeah, so, you know, in reporting this story out and subsequently, I was told by a couple of people that, you know, the hope had been at the time when they retired Alinowick in 2007 that, you know, we cycle out this current class of undergraduates in 4 years, this won't be a problem. But I think as the last official chief portrayer, Dan Maloney, told me, you know, this is widespread in Illinois. You know, it really is got deep, deep roots. And I think part of the challenge in adopting a new name is, do you then alienate this kind of entire system that is there? I don't know what the answer is to that. I mean, Chancellor Jones told me that adopting a new mascot or, you know, adopting a new logo or whatever the case may be, that wouldn't be a panacea to fix the problem. He feels that there needs to be kind of like a reckoning, a acceptance of what has changed and what will not be returned to. And he told me that he doesn't feel like that ever really happened in 2007. I think that's part of the calculus, but increasingly amongst the anti-chief folk, I mean, that's really what they want. They really want a new mascot. They really want something new to hold on to. And I think the student body wants that too, where I think students want something that they can latch onto. And in the void of a new mascot, the default is to go to Chief Alinowick.